Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for July 25th, 2017. In today's news, Ontario has rescinded an upgrade directive, hotel proposals in Tasmania have sparked controversy, and a bill has been introduced to improve escalator safety in the Indian state of Tamil Nadu.
Ontario's Technical Standards and Safety Authority, or TSSA, has rescinded a sweeping three-year-old upgrade directive. According to CP24, the industry has reacted with both surprise and anger. At issue are older single-speed elevators typically found in lower-rise buildings. In 2014, TSSA ordered all of them in Ontario, an estimated 700 to 1,200 units, to be significantly upgraded by improving leveling accuracy to less than 1 centimeter. The deadline for compliance was the end of 2021. However, TSSA has announced the mandate was no longer necessary, explaining, quote, TSSA has continued to monitor and review the incident, maintenance, and inspection order data. The outcome is that the data trends do not support the mandatory upgrade of single-speed elevator motion controls, end quote. A letter explaining the new order is being mailed to owners, but can be found online at www.tssa.org.
The Fragrance Group, a Singaporean developer of a pair of proposed hotels in Hobart, is getting flack from local officials concerned the structures will mar the historic character of their city, the capital of the Australian island state of Tasmania, Australia's ABC News reports. The developer is seeking to increase the height of one of the proposed buildings on Davie Street by 90 meters to 210 meters. The other hotel proposed for Collins Street would be 94 meters tall or 21 meters taller than originally planned. The Davie Street Hotel would have 186 meters of inhabitable floors and a 24 meter tall spire. Building heights are not the only complaint. A Hobart councilman also voiced concerns about lack of infrastructure. A consultant hired by the city recommended against any new structures taller than 75 meters. Hobart's current tallest building is the Rest Point Casino, which stands 73 meters tall.
The government of India's Tamil Nadu state introduced a bill aimed at ensuring the safe operation of escalators on July 17th, the Times of India reported. The proposal, brought forth by Electricity Minister P. Thangamani, would, upon enactment, give owners of buildings with escalators 2 months to obtain a license from the chief electrical inspector. After those 2 months, unlicensed escalators would be shut down until the license is obtained. Under terms of the proposal, the license application would include a fee not to exceed 1,000 rupees, or about 15.5 US dollars, and once approved, the license would be valid for 3 years. The bill is being offered as an amendment to the Tamil Nadu Lifts Act of 1997.
For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@ElevatorWorld.com.